Let's spend some quality time talking about safety and injury prevention. Well, there's a big week next week. Mayor Bliss has endorsed construction safety and injury prevention, proclaiming this to happen next week, Monday. It will kick off. So those from Elsinger and Volkers, construction professionals and more here to talk about it. Glad you are here, Jill Monte, marketing coordinator. Jill, good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you step up to the mic. Matt Wendeman, good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning.
Lisa Mead, you doing okay?
This is great.
Cool. Tell me a little bit about, Elsinger and Volkers Construction, please.
Sure. Elsinger and Volkers is a construction company based in Grand Rapids, or in Holland, Michigan, sorry. We do work nationwide. We've got about 175 employees. And continuing to grow. Lots of project starts coming up this spring and summer. We've been in business for 70 years. Yes, we celebrate 2015, made 70 years.
There'll be some party going on, I imagine. Matt, your role is construction safety and injury prevention, actually a project manager and assistant director of safety. You have a serious job.
I do. I take a lot of pride in it, too. It's my job to make sure our guys go home safe every day. So I take a lot of pride in that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So as we look at next week being this Alive 365 Safety Week, what's its intent? What's the campaign's intent?
Sure. Initially, we kick off on Monday with a safety symposium. We've got over 78 companies and 453 people that will be attending throughout the week, not all necessarily at the symposium on Monday. But that's kind of our kickoff event. At that event, we also recognize our trade contracting companies that have worked hard to improve their safety programs and kind of followed our lead. And then those session the following days, Tuesday through Friday, Matt has a bunch of safety trainings and sessions set up for our trade contractors, and he can speak more to what those entail.
Sure. So a lot of the training we have set up, asbestos and lead training, first aid, CPR training, lift and equipment training, scaffolding, qualified rigger training, fall protection, hazard communications, site-specific safety plan. And as well as at the end of the week, we do a lunch with Myosha, kind of a round table lunch with them to pick their brain. So,
and dare I ask you to expand on what Myosha actually stands for?
Michigan Occupational Safety and Health Administration.
Sorry, I put you on the spot there, but you nailed it. You nailed it. Are all of these sessions planned because maybe they're very key to either injuries that have happened that you're going proactively, or how do you determine what's the best safety advice?
Well, the training we have set up, these are kind of the, we call them the top 10 or top 8 issues in construction. Fall protection, scaffolding, those are some of the bigger ones that we see issues with, a lot of injuries, fatalities that result from those. Discussing, you know, developing your site-specific safety plan to how to plan for safety so you're not just showing up and then trying to figure out how are we going to work safe today.
So, go ahead. Let's look at some numbers here.
So we had, just in Michigan alone last year, there were 29 worker fatalities, people killed on the job. 11 of those were just in construction. Mm-hmm. So with the training sessions that Matt has worked to set up, we have, you know, the top 10 OSHA violations. Mm-hmm. So for 2015, they're, you know, fall protection, hazard communication, scaffolding, respiratory protection, lockout, tagout, you know, powered industrial trucks, ladders. You probably don't need the entire list, but those are the items that we really try to focus on to be preventative. We don't want 29 more deaths to happen in 2016 or ever. So, like Matt said, you know, a big part of his job is making sure that his guys or all of the guys on our sites go home safe to their families at the end of the day, and that's really what it's about.
What else is important here? As I frequently ask, I mean, this is Alive 365. You want every day to be the best day that your workers can have.
Yes, and actually this year should be a live 366, I guess, with the extra day, but it's not how it's branded, so we'll ignore that.
What's it like being endorsed? I mean, is this unique to be endorsed by our mayor for a safety week here?
To our knowledge, it's the first time that it's happened, so... Again, I haven't done a lot of research on it, but to our knowledge, so it is. We're very excited to have the declaration from the mayor. That means a lot to us that they're really validating what we're doing and the steps that we're taking to be proactive and help our community.
What was in my little giddy box here? This is important that I, you know, that I measure correctly so that I'm safe when I build a door or something.
Yeah, we got you guys a nice goodie bag with a tape measure in it. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's all about, being
bribery.
Safe. The bribery. Okay, yeah. It worked, didn't it? It worked. I trust you want your workers to be safe, but the activities that you present such that you will next week, I mean, learning first aid, learning how best to lift, learning what hazards may be in our own home is a good takeaway as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and along with those trainings, you know, we also have for our symposium on Monday, we have a lot of speakers coming in from MyOSHA. We have a lady named Deborah Chester from Michigan State University coming in. She works with their fatality assessment control evaluation. So we talk about some impact stories, get guys to really think about the impact of what they can do for their companies. We also have a couple speakers from MyOSHA, Fu Wen and Lawrence Hidalgo. He's coming in as well to speak about what MyOSHA is doing for our construction industry. And we're also involving students from Ferris State that are going to be coming in and doing a safety skit for us. So we're trying to have a lot of impactful stories and impactful speakers. So
great. I trust you'll be all over social media with these activities next week.
We are. Elzinga and Volkers is on Facebook and Twitter, and we'll be posting live updates. We've been doing a lot of posts for the last 2 weeks already, trying to promote the event and get people registered and signed up. And we do have a full house for the symposium, which is fantastic. We might need to seek a bigger venue next year, which is very promising. Lost my train of thought. Yeah. So anyway, we've got 200 people that'll be at the symposium. The rest are for the trainings, and we should mention, we are, you know, full for this year, but we will be doing it again next year. All of these events and trainings are free, for the trade contractors, for our guys, obviously. You can't put a value on somebody's life. So we want to make sure that we're offering, necessary information and making it easily attainable. We don't want a cost to deter anybody from attending.
Well, again, a lot of this, even though there's a lesser room at the end, awareness is important to take that extra step to be safe. What are your final words, Matt?
Well, I'm just glad to be a part of this whole safety week and being impactful to our trade partners. Helping them bring up their safety programs. So that's what it's all about.
Great. Take me home.
Sure. We appreciate the opportunity to be here and raise the awareness about the program. It's something that we feel very, very strongly about. And, we have a whole committee that's put a lot of time and effort into planning this and making it exciting and interesting and really just trying to make each person walk away from the event feeling motivated to bring safety back to their sites and continue working how they should by following the rules that have been set in place.
Mayor Bliss has endorsed Construction Safety and Injury Prevention Week. Starting next week, a live 365 Safety Week. Those on behalf of Elzinga and Volkers Construction, professionals in to talk about why we should care and what they are doing in the community, and that's much. Matt Wedevin and Jill Monty, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.